Good afternoon to everyone who's listening to this podcast today. Today I'll be talking about my reflection on digital literacy and its educational implications. Engaging deeply with the module's content has highly broadened my outlook on digital literacy, especially in education. Throughout my learning, I've had to consider the ethical and broader implications of digital technologies for educators, learners, and the school-wide community. My knowledge and understanding of digital literacies go far beyond the basic technical skills. I've been exposed to critical awareness of how technology shapes knowledge, behavior, social dynamics, and etc. How privacy risks, biases in algorithms, and misinformation and errors have affected people's relationship with digital technologies. In this episode, I discuss how my learning has evolved and made me more conscious as an educator that digital literacy is not just about using tools that are effective, but also cultivating responsible, ethical, and reflective digital practices. It requires ongoing critical thinking about digital content and technology sources, purposes, and impacts. As technology advances and influences education, digital literacy has become as important as reading and writing. Digital literacy, as defined by Hobbes, is the constellation of knowledge, skills, and competencies necessary for thriving in a technology-saturated culture. It involves the ability to access, analyze, create, reflect, and take action using digital tools, forms of expression, and communication strategies. A fun fact is, an estimated 4.6 billion people use the internet globally. And that is why children today are often called digital natives as they grow up surrounded by technology. It is therefore not entirely surprising that our cultural environment highly involves television, the internet, music, applications, celebrities, video games, and social media as part of our cultural environment. It is undeniable how digital tools for education have made teaching and learning more convenient, engaging, collaborative, and mostly innovative. The integration of technology in classroom introduces complex ethical considerations that require balancing innovation and competency with responsibility. Key areas that include protect student privacy, safeguarding children online, fostering digital citizenship, ensuring equitable access to resources, and closing digital gaps. Educational institutions and communities have gone to great lengths to protect sensitive student data through robust security measures such as encryption. In the same breath, governments are refining privacy laws to mitigate the issue. However, according to Statista 2024, since 2005, schools and colleges in the US have incurred data breaches, leading to leaks of at least 50 million individual records. So more still needs to be done. Child safeguarding is amongst the top priorities of educational institutions as digital tools and applications infiltrate education. Schools have adopted various proactive measures like content filtering, where harmful and inappropriate materials are blocked, reporting systems that detect abuse or cyberbullying and exploitation, and monitoring tools as well. In addition, schools and educators continuously teach and preach about digital citizenship, where students are taught to respect, be empathetic, and have etiquette when using school and personal devices. Legal literacy is also an important part of mitigating plagiarism, academic dishonesty, and copyright infringement. As an educator myself, I have become more ethically aware, responsible, and inclusive in the digital world. My understanding of digital literacy as a multidimensional concept has made me recognize and made me more intentional about how I integrate technology into my lessons. I am now cognizant of the need to critically evaluate any digital resource for my safety, privacy, and accessibility before using them in my classroom. The implications are just as important for my students. to learn how to navigate online spaces safely, communicate respectfully, assess the credibility of information, and understand their digital rights and responsibilities. As educators, we're not just integrating tools, we're shaping the digital habits and values of future generations, so we need to continue to stay involved, informed, reflective, and proactive in creating safe, inclusive, and meaningful data and digital learning environments. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and keep leading with purpose. Thank you.